Welcome to phase two of my NeuroSwitch series. I continue your training. In this session, I don't think you need to have a countdown. I don't think you need to be told how to relax. Every listen will bring you deeper. Every time you experience this session, you'll automatically be prepared. Phase one has prepared you. And the more you listen, the more changes I make. I continue to realign the mental processes of your subconscious mind.
Your critical mind when I fuck with your mind. Tries to correspond to the concepts.
You love it.
To the thoughts. To the logic.
In this session,
but
will take you totally by surprise.
You just get
even
sleepy.
The second and third time you listen.
Descent.
In fact,
a quick.
I won't give you any more information
before you even know it.
I will only tell you that distraction and confusion are perfect
more
weapons
than likely
to disguise
just my confusion
where I want to lead you.
A technique.
It's funny because this trance will sneak up on you.
Into trance.
No countdowns. You just relax and follow my voice.
But that's my little secret.
And I'll bring you through parts of a very confusing story, but it serves as an effective induction. In fact, I'm going to weave concepts so powerful and wicked, you won't you get until
some of the triggers
down,
so good
down,
to let go,
down you go,
so good to know that there's nothing
I take
to do,
you, only I know,
nowhere to go,
mind fuck,
but it's just confusion, time for you to train,
distraction, mind control,
clickety clicks.
Just how powerful are my words on your soft,
deeper,
vulnerable,
let your body
open
sink
mind
away into a calm, a
despite all of my conditioning and brainwashing.
In your
you
mind
still think you're in control of your decisions.
Everything that's going to happen.
Well,
you allow your mind
after
to
completely
for a moment,
confusing your mind
and simply
with my most
even deeper
amazing covert induction.
Listen,
and since
and let
this
me tell
is
you
one, this is one of my best ever.
Even
I have
though
no
the story
but
begins
to dispel
with you,
any illusions
it
you
actually
have
began much
any
longer
illusions
ago
you have
for
that
the
you
others
have any will of your own.
Men, women,
my
young
mental
and
training
old
has been so
from
effective
various walks of life.
It's given me unfettered access to your subconscious mind
desire,
and unconscious
action. Why you've stepped into this desire, story, desire,
turning you into
listening
my
to my words,
slave,
letting
puppets,
them weave a beautiful tapestry.
I love this power
the tale
exchange
of something sinister,
and it really turns me on.
Now, there are many ways in which the story could have
see
begun,
resistance
and it begins long before
as you realize
arrived
with your last conscious
it could be
thought
in the past,
just how powerless you really are,
or the future.
It's not a game,
or nowhere.
You are powerless.
A dream,
to my will,
perhaps
not
something you've experienced,
and it makes me delirious with pleasure to see the full scope of my programming in action. Your uninhibited dedication and devotion to me. Pleasuring yourself in the pursuit of pleasing me, and always doing so at my discretion after begging for my permission. That's right, my hard and horny puppet.
Bye-bye, money.
I show you the immeasurable pleasure
bye-bye,
of true
money
submission.
That makes
it
you
grows
so
and
happy
grows, doesn't it?
Bye-bye,
it gets more
money
powerful just when you think
means you ache
I have
to work for
taken
Bella
the reins
because
and have had so much control
everything
that there's nothing left.
Your goddess Bella,
I take more
deserves
my voice permanently
everything
in your head, dictating your thoughts,
you
influencing
so
your decisions,
your, goddess Bella,
your decisions.
Bye-bye, money.
Now, after this session,
you
after phase two,
goodbye,
my absolute authority over you will be enshrined in your psyche,
you do,
ensuring that I am rightly at the center of all of your submissive and subservient thoughts. You enjoy living in my world.
Trigger time.
My omnipresence
trigger time
is everywhere.
Makes you feel so good.
You relentlessly crave to please me. Of course.
Desire Bella. Desire
my
Bella
mental training
ache
is very powerful.
There's never
my
enough
control and authority extends
never
much
enough
deeper
desire
than
Bella
just
desire
this
Bella
session.
Desire Bella. Desire Bella.
It's a fundamental
desire
part
Bella
of you now.
Ache.
I compel
for
you to
Bella
do
Bella
what
enough
I wish
never
whenever
enough
I wish it.
Never
I've been progressively and systematically reprogramming the core of who you are for some time now. Even if you're new to my work, I did it in phase one, openly and covertly in my brainwashing and conditioning sessions.
Feeling. Anticipation.
My words, my seductive voice, have such a great impact on your thoughts and behavior than your conscious mind ever could have.
And craving more.
I've programmed you to think this way, to consciously perceive my control and now for the story within a manifestation
within a story
of erotic
and emotional
stimulation
from your belly
out into the woods with just a basket of goodies. Down you go. Where I take
your grandmother lives,
and you wanted to bring some delicious snacks.
Triggers your belly.
Walking in the woods, the crunch of the gravel beneath your feet.
Anticipation.
Way back where the roads are still kind of defined. And that forest is old. The trees strong, tall.
Your anticipation.
The branches reaching for the sky, dark and foreboding. The oak trees near the edge always look like guardians.
You become
as if they're looking at those who enter the forest with those mean eyes. The path into the forest is quite well defined, but it doesn't take long before the sandy road beneath your feet slowly turns to moss. The weight of the basket swinging on your arms starts to drag you down. The path becomes more and more unclear. Now I forgot, maybe there was a giant that you had to slay. Or between the moss, some of the stones are visible. Were you going to kill a giant or visit your grandma?
But perhaps they just need
the sunlight from above doesn't reach this far down. Patches of light, but mostly shadow. And the more you walk, the more mysterious it becomes. It's a place where birds hide far in the branches above. The creatures on the ground are often invisible, and they scatter between the bushes. Was it a giant that you were going to kill? Or was this story about how you lost all of your lambs? Well, every now and then, you'll hear the rustling of leaves or the pattering sound of little feet running. Or are those lambs' feet? Wherever you walk, you feel the crunch below you. After a while, you wonder if you hear the sound of heavy footsteps behind you. Is it the giant? Is it a wolf? Is it the sheep? Is it the wolf in sheep's clothing? Is your goddess Bella just asking silly questions to further confuse you and drop you? Drop? Yes. So you've stopped. You don't hear any other footsteps. In the distance, you see the birds. You continue walking. And your own footsteps are quite subtle as you watch where you're walking, the moss beneath your feet, soft and springy. Is it a giant you're looking for? And now leaves crunch beneath your feet. Somewhere behind you, you hear some kind of sound or movement. And it is somebody else's footsteps. But you look around, there's nobody there. So perhaps a melody in your mind, a swing to your steps. You get distracted and continue. It's important to keep your spirits up after all. Don't be scared. But be scared. You should be scared. The strange, heavy voice surprises you. And suddenly, a stranger standing close is right next to you. Close. You look around, but you don't see the stranger. You can't quite see a person. You can't feel the person. You just know they're there. You're starting to wonder if it was a good idea. Was it a good idea for you to come here? So vulnerable. So afraid now. But oddly, in a good way.
Desire Bella.
You're going somewhere. And this creature has shown you a way to arrive much quicker. You don't know where you're going. You don't remember. But there's always a moment in your life where you're not quite sure what choice you should make. This stranger doesn't force the choice, simply invites. In the shadow of the trees, it's hard to make out all of the details of the stranger.
Desire, Bella.
You just know desire, a presence Bella. Is there, and you follow. It doesn't take long before you reach the point where the stranger says there's a fork in the road. A fork in the road. If they hadn't pointed it out, you wouldn't have noticed. There's a fork indeed.
But you're lucky.
I certainly hope the story's going somewhere.
A point excited to this story, if only because it's told.
You don't know what the point is. That's the point. Now, where was I in this story? Was I getting to the point?
Your anticipation.
Well, you're following the stranger, cloaked in a shadow, avoiding the little patches of light that stream between the trees in the forest. That's right. You're in a forest. You're practically gliding over the ground with footsteps, slow and steady, fascinating, captivating almost. Sometimes you notice yourself looking down at the footsteps, hearing those deep, thumps of footsteps. Every thump, every impact. They're almost comforting, like a slow heartbeat. They appear to be walking with complete comfort in the forest. The stranger isn't scared. A gentle, steady rhythm that goes on. And there are words being said, and every now and then you find yourself spacing out, drifting away, not quite aware of all the things that you're being told. Apparently, the forest has a rich history, mythology and stories that wound around the trees, trails, and trials of people, of lives that have split and come together, adventures and tales that thread between the trees. There are all these things, all these beautiful stories winding through the forest, like the paths themselves. Now, where are those sheep?
Desire Bella.
It leads you deeper.
You're reminded of
every step in a way.
Traffic,
horns beeping.
Never enough.
You don't know where that came from. You can't even think. You can't even do anything except wait. Wait and listen. Anticipating. The anticipation of what you've come to expect from my sessions. So, of course, you're hanging
on every word I say no matter what.
To know,
of course,
will happen.
You can't wait
for my next
the expectation
word.
Of the pleasure that has become your reality.
I will say next,
guiding you closer.
From training with
helping
me,
step
the pleasure you get from
over
training
difficult, resistant
me.
Thoughts,
that
difficult branches in
expecting.
The forest.
That,
see,
is what you're waiting
there,
for.
There was your imagery. There was your symbolism. See, you patiently waited. I help you climb over. And all the gaps start to be filled. The gaps in the forest, they're filled by other trees. New young saplings rising to the top. And it feels more natural now. You feel a part of the forest. So comfortable.
Parts that I'm taking away.
Deeper into the forest
sometimes
now, into the place where your mind melts
the
into the nature around you.
Only because I
becoming
want
to be. An ever-changing, growing part
a simple
of the dream.
Causes that wave of calm
over time
in your mind and body.
You may find
your consciousness
that you stride through your dreams. Because this is a dream after all.
Still need to take away
a dream guiding you deeper.
Alerting me.
Guiding you deeper.
To the parts.
Do you remember a story of Little Red Riding Hood? She was going to visit her grandmother.
Almost splitting the conscious
not
from the
kill
unconscious
a giant.
Places.
Over time, the story got told and retold and retold.
So fully aware.
Became something entirely different of
it's
how we remember it.
Like a divide of
Little
your
Red Riding Hood never
of what
arrived.
You think are your thoughts,
instead,
parts of your thoughts perfectly
they joined
aware.
Us deep
the
in the forest.
One
they danced with us,
one.
Smiled with us.
The echoes of
they?
Impact.
They told stories
the
and became part of the nuance. They drifted and dreamed and
the
painted the sky with their
the
song.
Shattering into ooh. Tiny pieces.
Who's never completely enough. Wonderfully
the
lost
rhythmical,
in the beauty, the magnificence,
tapping
the complete and wonderful
mind.
Embrace
every
of the forest?
Is another piece, every drop to the floor.
Now, you've come to expect
confusion.
So very vulnerable.
You've come to expect
so
the unexpected,
exposed,
but you do know
a deliciously
you'll feel bliss. You do
process,
know. So easy for me to
your
destroy,
will disappear,
to rid
your
yourself
will, your
of
thoughts,
all of the resistance.
To the floor,
no more resistance.
In a pleasantly
your
deep,
desires,
dark,
your pleasure. Overwhelm the
it's
resistance.
As if your mind is being peeled,
and that
layer
is
by
what
layer,
I'm doing with this switch.
Feeling the shifting state
the
of
neural
your being,
switch
drifting away back from your core.
So easy to activate
into the dust.
So easy
all
to override
is
any resistance
away,
with pleasure, making it
everything
easier for me
that
to slip in,
until slip the
into your mind,
curl
my way deep into your subconscious
you
mind.
You may not even know
that familiar, wonderful,
feels,
blissful feeling.
But
letting me in, embracing my control. There I am. And it feels better each time. Somehow, it feels better each
it sounds like
every
nonsense,
time I infiltrate
but this is very,
your mind.
Very real. This is your compulsion.
My authority is very real. And my goal is to keep transforming you into my perfected submissive feeling. More
so
in love, more addicted to me with every
with
passing
strong
day, every training session.
Every
my control permeates further into every aspect
is
of your life.
Trigger,
my
your
skills
anchor,
with deep hypnotic
remember
conditioning should
be
never
so
be underestimated.
Your
you should know that
so strong,
it's very
that
real.
Only gets stronger,
the essence of absolute authority is something you'll discover.
Your pleasure
extends far beyond
desire,
your periods in trance.
Makes you eager,
and I continue to render you utterly powerless,
makes you eager,
permanently imposing my will on your vulnerable
Bella,
subconscious mind.
Ache, to make Bella
now with repeated listens,
ache,
three times happy, for every session,
desire,
you'll progressively Bella, notice profound lifelong changes, in your submissive psyche. It's wonderfully wicked. Consciously, you're oblivious to these changes, but my words are so compelling, so addictive, you'll happily accept all of my post-hypnotic conditioning, viewing all your actions as the consequences of your own ideas. Isn't that great?
Drifting
I am destined
in
to be your everything, the center of your universe.
Drifting in
with me
and out,
as your
not
first
knowing
and
if
last
you're awake
thought
or not,
of every day.
And it doesn't really matter.
And the one thing that makes you happy,
brush,
makes you smile.
Or an instrument used
so accept your
to define your reality.
And you do so.
And that's what I do.
Time, you
using sight, sound,
love this
time,
one-way
imagery,
journey into complete submission to me.
Everything's
you're
merely
helpless,
a perspective for you.
And have you ever expected something
and
got something
of my
completely different? Whether it was something
everything inside
so
your mind
small
with reality
or something
the reality that I've created
maybe
for you.
You expected something to be
blending,
cold, but it was actually warm.
Together,
this
your desires
can cause much
my
confusion within your
in
mind
a beautiful tapestry
as it attempts to make sense of
the
reality versus the expectation.
Of all
it's
of
this
your weaknesses,
period
your dreams,
of time that your defenses are down.
Your pleasure centers creating
reduced,
scenes of impossible beauty.
Reduced to those who
all
might plant
in your
prospectively
mind
wicked seeds into your mind.
The fire
would that be me?
Inside your mind enjoying
it is a
the
psychological
very thoughts and dreams that I put
that
there.
Cognitive suggestions can shape
the
outcome
centers
of your reality. They
now
can
you may
forge
be in a deep
unexpected
trance, or you may be wide awake
pleasure in your mind.
Is this the first time
maybe it was
that you've experienced
originally
this
there, or maybe I put it there?
Is it the second time?
But your mind opens up to me
third
to unexpected changes in
if
response
third
expectancy.
You can move on.
Allowing you to be
or
so vulnerable
you could just stay a
to
while
unanticipated suggestions.
I could go on and on and on.
You trust me.
And you'd feel good. You wouldn't
you
want me to stop.
Ache
you never
me
want me to stop.
In other words,
it
once you expect
to
something to happen, your behaviors,
everything
thoughts, and reactions
happen
will actually contribute to making
pleasure,
the initial expectation
all the
seem
way
inevitable.
Up. Been down in a wonderful state of curious confusion.
This means that the way you anticipate your response
good
to a situation
everything
influences
feels
how you will actually respond.
Consider yourself activated.
You anticipate the pleasure. You get the pleasure. I know it sounds confusing and complicated, but it's easy for me. And this is why I love showing you. I love using this tool to train you to drain you. Just clickety click click, the clicks bring you deeper. Powerful post-hypnotic suggestions are layered in this session.
Training with
and you feel so good. I've released all the dopamine, your brain stimulant, used to regulate pleasure. And it's contributing to your uncontrollable need to submit to me, to listen three times, and move on to the next session of phase three. It's not just my insatiable voice that triggers that throbbing, passionate ache. It's everything. Everything I've used to stimulate your intense obsession and addiction to me. Welcome to my unending domination of you.
In case you need it.
Surprise.
1. 2. Feeling more refreshed. 3. Feeling good and alert. 4. You may wake up now. 5. If you need to be awake now. Otherwise,
if you've listened,
go ahead and listen
at least 3 times. Go ahead and move on to phase 3.